再一起同心祷告。天父，愿你自己的灵借着主你自己的话更新我们，使我们更深深的爱你，更深刻的认识你，也更紧紧的跟随你。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们一起打开旧约传道书，我们要看三章一到十五节。
Now let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1 through 15. Verse 1, for everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Verse 9, what gain has the worker from his toil? I've seen the business that God has given to the children of men to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceived that there's nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to men. I perceived that whatever God does endures forever, nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. Verse 15, that which is already has been, that which is to be already has been, and God seek what has been driven away.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，八处所栽种的也有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建设有时，哭有时，笑有时，哀动有时，跳舞有时，抛扔石头有时，堆积石头有时，怀抱有时，不怀抱有时，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时，撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，战争有时，和好有时。这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从自始至终的作为人不能够参透。我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行是要在人他面前存敬畏的心。现今的事早先就有了，将来的事早已有了，并且神使已过的事重新再来。让我先把我为这段经文定的这个主题来先告诉大家，很简单，就是神与人生。
Let me just share the theme that I've given to the passage this morning. It's God and life, man's life.
那么我打算从两方面根据这段经文，我们来了解这件事情。第一，就是按照这段经文，到底人生是怎么一回事？
I'd like to address this from two perspectives. Firstly, from the passage itself, what exactly can we glean on life's perspectives from the passage?
那么第二就是上帝怎么样在我们这样的一个人生里面的当中。
And secondly, how does God play or God's role in our lives?
那这个是我们非常熟悉的一些事情。
And it's something that we are very familiar with.
也是我们多大家都有 一些的想法的事情。
And it's certainly something that all of us have a view on.
那么今天我们来到传道书，他带领我们来认识反思这一件事。
And it's today the book of Ecclesiastes will help us to reflect on this.
当然最后我们怎么样看这一件事情，就影响我们怎么样来过一个人生。
And certainly the way we think about this will affect how we lead our lives going forward.
首先，人生到底是怎么一回事？
So first of all, what exactly is life about?
从这个第二节一直到第八节。
So from verse 2 through 8.
他说人生是有这样的事情，有这样的事情。
And it talks a lot about what happens in life.
他讲得非常的这个细腻。
And it's quite detailed.
一般上我们讲的是比较简单。
And typically what we talk about tends to be more simplistic.
尤其是我们华人受的这个佛教的影响。
And particularly for Chinese who is impacted by the or influenced by Buddhism.
我们讲四个字而已。
That is addressed by four characters.
人生就是生老病死。
So it's about birth, aging, illness and death.
很简单的用这四件事情呢说人生就是有这些事。
And it's very simply by these four characters that addresses the issues that we face in life.
那么犹太人讲得更加的细腻。
And for the Jews, it's certainly a lot more detailed.
你看他这里面总共讲了28件事。
And here you saw that he addresses 24 issues.
而且是一对一对的。
And it's pairing of these.
然后通常都是呢一个正的。一个反的。
And it's only something that's positive offset by something that's negative.
他说生有时。
And it's to live and versus to die.
然后死有时。
It's a time for death as well.
哭有时。
A time to cry.
笑有时。
And time to laugh.
那么他这样讲人生到底要讲什么？
So what exactly is he addressing?
那么同样的我们讲说人生就是生老病死，到底要讲什么？
And at the same time, when we talk about life being explained by birth, illness, aging, and death, what exactly are we talking about?
我们很容易以为这段经文是在告诉我们说，你要知道什么时候会发生什么事，然后呢，你做出最好的决定跟行动。
And oftentimes we take this passage as telling us what we need to know is exactly what when things will happen and what responses we need to have in order to have the best outcome.
我们很容易把它了解成为这样。
And oftentimes it's very easy for us to interpret the passage this way.
但是当我们说人生是生老病死的时候，我们不会这样想。
But when we think about life actually just being birth, illness, aging, and death, we will not think of it this way.
我们知道说他是在讲说总是有诞生，总是有生病，总是会老，然后总是有死。
And we will look at it as oftentimes there will be birth, there will be illnesses, there will be aging, and then there will be death.
我们知道说只要是人，我们逃不过这些事情的。
And as human beings, these are the four things that we cannot avoid.
其实传道书讲的也是这个意思。
I think the book of Ecclesiastes here addresses or talks about the same things.
可能因为他讲的太详细了，再加上我们基督徒呢，常常有这样的一个上帝有美好的安排，这个两个结合起来，我们就以为说这里在告诉你说，你要知道什么时候呢才是最好的时候，然后你做最好的决定。
I think oftentimes we'll interlay this with our view on God has planned a good timing for everything.And therefore, the key thing is to know exactly the responses that we need to have the best outcome.
其实他是在说，在只要是人的话。
What he's saying here is just as humans.
你会有诞生的时候。
You have time for birth.
但是他没有讲说什么时候是最好的诞生，他不是在讲。
But he did not say when is the best time for birth.
他是说人人都会有出世的时候。
But he's saying everyone has a time to be born.
但是他不是在讲说什么时候你出世才是最好。
It did not say exactly when is the best time to be born.
同样的，我们总有一天会死。
And certainly there will be all pass on one day.
而不是哪一天死是最好。
And not certainly about when would be the best day to pass.
因为在接下去你读下去的时候，他有说有时候我们是不应该死的时候就死了。
And if we keep on reading, he will talk about perhaps sometimes we just die not at the best timing.
这个在传道书后来的经文有这样讲的。
And it's addressed in the passages later on in this book.
所以他不是在讲说有一个上帝有一个好的时间表，然后告诉你说你什么时候最好是这样，什么时候你最好是这样。
So he's not saying that God has a timetable where everything is set according to the timetable for us today.
他是在告诉我们所有的人。
He's telling all of us.
你发现到说这二十八件事情，每一个人都会碰到的。
And you find that these 28 things, I think every single one of us will have to face.
只要是我们活在世上面。
As long as we live.
总有一天，或者说。时不时这些事情都一直在发生。
And one by one, it inadvertently happened.
你会相见。
Now you meet.
然后你会跟人家分开。
And you leave others.
过两天朋友来见你，过几天朋友又离开你。
Perhaps friends will come visit. A few days later, they'll leave.
相见有时，分开有时。
A time to meet and a time to leave.
人生就是有这一些活动在里面的。
And certainly, this what our life is governed by.
是跳不出来的。
Something that we cannot avoid.
只要我们一生一出现在这个世上是人的话
，Once we are born as man,
这些事情呢就会随着发生的。
And this will happen in our lives.
这是他要告诉我们大家。
This is something that he wants to tell us.
这样一个事实很重要。
Yeah, this fact is important.
所以我们要好好的活在这样的一种的生命的里头。
And therefore we have to live well in this setting.
有时候我们会笑。
Sometimes we will laugh.
我们有时候会要哭的时候。
And sometimes we have to cry.
你不要说我人生只是希望有欢笑没有哭泣。
And we cannot say that we hope that our life is only filled with laughter but not weeps.
但是当有哭泣来的时候你怎么办？
But what happens when we have to cry?
我们就不能够接受。
And we cannot accept.
我们就拒绝。
We reject.
我们说不应该这种事情发生在我身上。
This should not happen in our lives.
然后我们就跟自己过不去。
And then we are angry at ourselves.
然后就跟我们就闹，我们就吵。
And we get really upset.
但是当我们说，我们知道说会有哭会有笑，不是说所以我们就认命。
So, but when we say that this, we know there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, then we'll recognize this.
啊，是啊，是这样的，所以现在就好好哭吧，一直哭吧。
And then we say this is what this is about. Therefore, okay, we'll accept this.
然后不要。要什么就是好好去哭吧，因为牧师说圣经讲说要哭的时候就是要哭啊。
And this is what the Bible says, therefore we just do as the Bible says.
我每次从一个极端跑到另外一个极端。
Oftentimes we take it from one extreme to the other extreme.
他也不是这样讲。
This is not what this passage is saying.
他也不是讲说全部都注定了。
And it's not saying certainly that everything is fated to happen.
他是说就会有这样的事情发生的。
It just says that this will happen.
而不是说就是注定了。
It's not fated.It happened.
那么有这样的事情发生了，是我们要准备，我们有一个心说，我们在世上活，就是要面对这些事情。
Since we know that this will happen, therefore we have to prepare that this will eventually happen in our lives.
而且我们要准备好好去面对它。
And we have to prepare well to face these.
那这一方面，他在这边没有讲什么。
And certainly here, he did not address much on these.
但是我只是要跟大家澄清说，我们不要。误会他的意思。
But I just want to clarify that we should not misunderstand his intentions.
然后接下来我们讲到神。
And here, next we talk about God.
在我们这样的一生，你说神是跟这个是什么样的一个关系呢？
And in our lives, we have to think what exactly does God have to do with all these?
这里有一句话常常引起我们的这个误会，就是在这个第十一节，他说：“神造万物，各按其时成为美好。”
And here there's a verse that actually oftentimes we'll misunderstand. Verse 11, it says, He has made everything beautiful in His time.
所以就表示说上帝给我们有一个计划，有定了一个时间表。
It might imply that God has a plan for us and He has set a timetable.
是这样吗？
Is that what this
says? 答案是是也不是。
It's actually not a very clear answer, yes and no.
单单讲是呢，也不完全。
It's not complete to just say this is so.
单单你说完全不是呢，也不完全。
And we cannot negate this completely either.
我等一下会很详细跟大家说，是怎么样是一种两者加在一起的。
And you can, I will address this later as to how this two can be the case.
它不是在讲单单只是一种的情形而已。
It's not a binary situation in this verse.
所以如果你说神是有安排，所以最好我要知道。那个最好的安排是什么？那么我做出的决定就会得到最好的效果。
Therefore, if we think that God has a plan, therefore we might strive to know exactly what this plan is and what are the actions that we have to take to achieve this best outcome.
如果你是这样想的话，
if this is how we think about this,
刚才第十一节你继续读下去，你就发现不对。他说，然而神从始至终的作为，人不能够参透。
But if we read on this verse, it says, yet so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
你不知道的。
You know, we cannot know this.
所以就是如果说神他有一个时间表，他有一个安排。
So even if God has a plan, has a timetable,
但是你不知道啊。
But we won't know this.
所以你不能够说我最好去知道，然后呢 ，I do the right thing at the right time, so the best result. 好。
Yeah.
尤其是我们新加坡人
particularly for Singaporeans,
我们都迷信一定是这样子的。
We oftentimes our superstition, we think of it this way.
然后基督徒更好，有一个神帮助他。
And for Christians, they're even better because we're aided by God.
所以很多时候我们的非信徒的同事非常妒忌。
And our non-Christian friends are oftentimes very jealous.
呀啦，你们有一个上帝啦，安排啦 ，right thing, right time 啦，所以呢 ，you got the deal 啦 ，you got this project 啊，做成啦，我没有嘞。
There are oftentimes our non-Christian friends would be jealous of us, thinking that God has helped us in our efforts in life.
我们也常常在办公室里面做这种见证。
And oftentimes we have this witness in at work, perhaps.
我们的同事有些时候听起来是酸，心酸酸的。
Perhaps our colleagues around us, when they hear this, they may not appreciate it.
但你说有这样的情形吗？
But can we say that this does not happen?
是有。
Yes, it does happen.
但是又不是完全是这样。
But it's not completely that way.
所以他要到底讲什么？
So what exactly is the preacher saying?
如果说上帝是对我们的生命是有影响的。
When you say that God has influence or effect on our lives,
上帝是能够改变的。
God can change our lives.
上帝是能够定说要怎么样的。
God can fix what needs to happen.
这些是有的。
These are indeed the cases.
但是问题是说，他是怎么样做的呢？
But I think the issue is how exactly does he go about doing this?
很多时候你发现到圣经没有直接讲出来。
Oftentimes we find that the Bible does not address this directly.
包括这里这段经文。
Same case here.
他说我们人呢，一定是在这个时间里面。
It says that man is in this time.
那么一定是有生有死有笑有些逃不过。
And there's these things that we cannot avoid from.
但是上帝他可以在里面，他也同时是在时间外面。
And God can be in these at the same time, He's just in His time.
所以他可以影响，他可以改变，他真的做得到。
He can influence, He can change, He can really deliver on these.
我们在里面我们做不到，我们只能够反应。
And inside we cannot do this, but we can only react.
那么现在我们要来了解一下，到底他是怎么样引导的呢？
So now we have to understand exactly how He goes about leading.
到底他是怎么样影响的呢？
How does He influence?
在我们的想象里面他是怎么样的呢？
In our perception, how exactly is he?
圣经是说神可有那种权力跟权柄跟那个能力可以影响。
The Bible tells us that God is omnipotent. He is able to influence all.
但是他有时候他没有说他怎么样 exercise 他的 omnipotent， 他怎么样运作他的这个所谓全能，他的这个影响力。
But the Bible does not tell us exactly how God goes about exercising this influence.
不过我们可以从上帝做过的事情来了解。
But we can glean on how God goes about this by his track record.
我们不从上帝是全能的这样一个观念，这样的一个大前提，然后我们做这个 mathematical induction 或者是这个演绎啊，然后就推理。
So we do not just reason or make our own inferences from the fact that God is omnipotent.
我们根据上帝做过的。
We just look at what God has done.
我们来看说，他同时是一个全能的，他可以影响的，他可以这个改变的，他可以这个决定的。
We see that he is omnipotent. He can certainly change and influence.
但是他是怎么样做的
？But how does he go about doing this?
我们拿上帝做过的事情来做这个例子。
Let's look at a few examples from God's actions in the past.
现在我们要翻一些圣经。
Let's have to go through some passages.
我希望你跟我们一起来翻。
I hope you turn to these passages with us.
首先，我们翻到这个创世纪。
Yeah, let's turn to the book of Genesis.
对不起。我们先看诗篇一百零四篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 104.
诗篇一百零四篇第五节，他说：“将地立在根基上，使地永不动摇。”
Verse 5, he set the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved.
第九节，你定了界限，使水不能过去。
Verse 9, you set a boundary that water may not pass.
第十节，耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，使野地的走兽有水喝。
Verse 10, you make springs gush forth in the valleys so that animals can they flow between the hills.
十四节，他使草生长给六畜吃。
Verse 14, you cross the grass to grow for the livestock.
二十节，你照黑暗为夜，林中的百兽都爬出来。
Verse 20, you make darkness and it's night when all the beasts of the forest creep about.
然后二十四节说，耶和华你所造的何其多，都是你用智慧造的。
Verse 24, O Lord, how manifold are your works in you? In wisdom have you made them all.
然后这个二十六节，那里有船行走，有你所造的鳄鱼游泳在其中。
Verse 26, there go the ships and Leviathan, which you formed to play in it.
二十七，这都是仰望你，按时给他食物。
Verse 27, these all look to you to give them their food in due season.
诗篇一百零四篇有这么多的这些动词。
In this psalm, there are a lot of verbs.
然后一直说就是上帝做这个做那个使这个发生使这个事情这样使这个那样
and so what, just describing exactly what God has done
所以是的是神能够促成跟决定这样的事情
and certainly we can see that God can decide on these and execute
所以这个是我们要清楚看到的
and it's something we have to see clearly
但是他就是讲到这样而已你就可以了解传道说他说这个事情会有这样这个时候有这样
and you can see a parallel between the psalm and the Ecclesiastes chapter we just read
就讲说上帝呢创世纪说上帝设立星星月亮太阳
and from Genesis we saw that God created the sun and the moon and the stars
上帝定太阳了我们二十四小时是这样的一个情形
and so that we have a 24 hour cycle
这个是定的
And this is set.
没有说今天二十四小时，明天二十五个小时，过两天二十三个小时半，对吗？
So it doesn't fluctuate. We have 24 hours a day.
上帝也定春夏秋冬。
And God has set the seasons.
冬天来就是冬天来，夏天就是夏天。
It's time for summer and time for winter.
所以定，上帝定的。
And this is what God has set.
这个是圣经很清楚的。说到的一个事情。
And this is something that the Bible has very clearly described.
那么我们再看这个约伯记。
And let's turn to the book of Job.
再更这个来感受一下神定这些事情。这个上帝跟这个约伯讲话。
And this is dialogue between God and Job.
38章26节。他说：“时雨降在无人之地，无人居住的旷野，使荒废吃粮之地得以丰住，青草得以发生。”
Verse 26: To bring rain on the land where no man is, on the desert in which there's no man, to satisfy.
三十九节第一节：山岩间的野山羊几时生产？你知道吗
？Chapter 39, verse 1: Do you know when the mountain goats give birth?
第五节，谁放野驴出去自由，谁解开野驴的绳索。
Verse 5, who has let the wild donkey go free?
四十章十五节，你且观看河马，我造你也造他。
Verse 15, chapter 40, behold behemoth, which I made as I made you, he eats grass like an ox.
就是说我让这些事情都发生。
And it says God allows these things to happen.
Make things happen. 所以神是有定下一些东西，神是有做成一些事情。
And God has fixed certain things and has executed on certain things.
但是这个什么意思
？But what does this all mean?
是不是我们说，所以神安排所有的事情
Does it mean that God has everything all mapped out and planned?
每一个步骤全部都定好的。
In every single detail, all set and fixed.
就像我们的工厂的生产线这样。
It's like a manufacturing line in our factories.
把该放进去的东西出来全部都一样的。
So we know exactly when this should go in the production process, and all identical.
是这样吗？
Is that the case?
很多时候我们把它想成这样。
Oftentimes we think of it that way.
圣经没有讲。是这样的。
The Bible does not say that this is the case.
但是圣经讲神有定，神在使到事情发生。
And but the Bible says that God has fixed and God has made things that happened.
所以到底这样的一个情形到底是指什么？
But so what exactly is this referring to?
神有引导。
God has guided.
甚至神好像有时候有控制。
And sometimes it looks like God has some control.
但是什么叫做控制？
But what exactly mean by control?
我们控制的时候跟神控制是一样的吗？
So by our definition of control, is it the same as God's?
我想我们常常也会被这些问题缠绕。
And oftentimes we're troubled by these questions.
或者我们常常就会想说应该是怎么样。
Or oftentimes we think of the way they should be.
那我们现在让神自己讲是怎么样的一个情形。
I think now we let God tell us exactly what this is.
到目前为止我没有讲说是怎么样。
Up to now, I did not say how exactly this is.
我只是跟大家说，我们根据神自己讲过、表达过的，然后最后我们自己来从这里得到一个答案。
I'm just telling you what God has done, and then we can try to derive an answer from what God has done.
好，我们现在来看神做的。
Let's look at God's acts.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
十七节。
Verse 17.
耶和华说：“我所要做的事。”岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的国都必因他得福。
The Lord said, "Should I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Seeing that Abraham should surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth should be blessed in him."
接下来神要做什么事呢
？So what is God about to do next?
神决定要毁灭所多玛、俄摩拉。
God has decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神决定。
God has decided.
神要做。
God wants to act.
但是他说，我怎么可以瞒着亚伯拉罕？
But the Lord says, how can he hide from Abraham?
所以他让亚伯拉罕知道。
So he let Abraham know.
然后我们接下来看到亚伯拉罕跟上帝求。
And then we saw that Abraham interceded in front of God.
上帝没有跟他讲说，你不要讲这样多，我要做的就要做，你不要讲这样多。
God did not just brush off Abraham and says, "I'm going to do what I want to do."
上帝没有这样。
This has not happened.
我要你去看这个事情本身。
I want you to look at this event itself.
不要用一句简单的话就把它讲完了。
And just try not to explain it away by one sentence conclusion.
上帝是用他做事情来给我们认识他是谁的。
I think God is trying to teach us about him through his acts.
上帝不是用观念来讲他是谁的。
God does not teach us about who he is from concepts.
我们再看这个出埃及记。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记。三十四章。
Chapter
34. 对不起，看这个三十。二章。
Chapter 32.
以色列人犯了一个很严重的罪，造金牛犊。
The sin that the Israelites have committed.
然后上帝说，我要把他们从全部灭掉。
And God says, I want to destroy them all.
然后我再从你摩西一家人呢，我重新再来过。
And God wants to start afresh from the family, the immediate family of Moses.
然后摩西跟上帝说话。
And there was a dialogue between Moses and God.
三十二章九节，耶和华对摩西说：“我看这个百姓真的是应着景象的百姓，你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。”
Verse 9, and the Lord said to Moses, "I've seen this people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I make a great nation of you."
摩西便恳求耶和华他的神，耶和华为什么向你的百姓发烈怒， 这百姓是你用大能大力从埃及领出来，为什么埃及人议论说他领出去是要降祸，要把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭？求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔不降祸你的百姓。
Verse 11, but Moses implored the Lord his God and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say with evil intent, did he bring them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your burning anger and relent from the disaster against your people.
14节，于是耶和华后悔不把所说的祸降于他的百姓。
And verse 14, and the Lord relented from the disaster he has spoken of bringing on his people.
同样相似这样的情形，后来又发生多一次。
And then certainly something similar happened again later.
在民数记十二到十四章。Number.
The book of Numbers, chapter 12 to 14.
神要处罚，神有另外一个意思。
And God wants to punish, and God has another intent.
摩西跟神求神改变。
And Moses pleaded with God, and the Lord changed his mind.
我们再看阿摩斯书，这个是后期的以色列人的情况。
And let's turn to the book of Amos, something that happened to the Israelites later on in the history.
我们看阿摩斯书第七章。
Amos chapter 7.
我希望你找得到 Amos 啊。Amos 坐在这边，隐贤的爸爸。第七章，主耶和华指示我一件事：为王割菜之后，菜又发生。刚发生的时候，主造蝗虫，蝗虫吃尽那地的青芜。我叫主耶和华，求你赦免，因为雅各微弱，他怎能站立得住？耶和华就后悔说：这灾可以免了。
Amos chapter 7. This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, he was forming locusts.When the latter growth was just beginning to sprout, and behold, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. When they had finished eating the grass of the land, I said, O Lord God, please forgive. How can Jacob stand his so small? The Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be, said the Lord.
再接着下来，又再一次，上帝又说，我要处罚以色列。阿摩斯说，受不了。上帝说，好，我赦免。
And after this, I think God wanted to do something similar, and Amos pleaded, and God said, okay, I'll let go.
但是再下去呢，上帝再用三个意象说，我一定要处罚以色列。上帝没有说要赦免了。
And after this, God showed through three visions that he indeed wanted to punish Israel.
所以你明白现在我说，你讲说上帝决定要做这个，他一定要做，是。那你说上帝决定要做，就是只有一决定要做了，没有别的，不一定是这样而已。
I think this is not very clear. I think there are instances where God decided he acted, and there are instances certainly that that's not the case.
我们常常把上帝讲成一种观念。
Oftentimes we talk about God as a concept.
但是圣经给我们看到上帝是一个活的。
And the Bible shows us that God is indeed living.
他不是受一种观念或者是受一种这个 computer program的方式这样子来运作的。
It's God is not a process that he just operates on his own.
他可以改变。
He can change.
那你说上帝一定就是一直不断改变
？And you say that does God continually change?
有时候他也不改变。
Sometimes he does not do so.
所以你要记得他是活的。
You have to remember he's living.
他不是我们想观念当中一种想法。
It's not something that comes out from our concepts.
这个是整个他用了两千年，在以色列人当中。活生生这样表达他自己。
And this is a living expression of his interaction with the Israelites over 2,000 years.
所以传道书刚才那一段经文里面，也不是在讲一个到底上帝 sovereignty 什么的 freedom of man， 到底这两个是字义这样，或者是那样，他不在讲这样的事情。
And this is not what the book of Ecclesiastes was talking about.
他在告诉我们说，我们有一个这样的人生。
And it tells us we have a life.
但是我们也有一个。在我们的人生当中，跟我们有关系的上帝。
And we have a God who has a relationship with us in this life.
那他是怎么样子跟我们互动的呢
？And how does he coexist or cohabit with us?
是不是他决定了就是就决定了呢
？Is it that he just decided and therefore it happens as he decided?
还是说不，他只要是我们大家聚在一起，二十四小时不停的四十天禁食，然后大家不断祷告，他就改变，是这样的。
Is it a case where if we all just pray hard, fast, and then he would change?
今天我们有一些人是这拿这个，有一些人就站在这一边。
And certainly today we have people who are in this camp and others in the other camp.
上帝两边都有。
I think God is in both camps.
我们要重新看到他是一个活的。
We have to see that God is indeed alive.
最后我们再用回约伯的事情。
And let's look back at the Job.
再来讲明说，上帝是怎么样子操作。表达他的所谓全能。
And to see how God operates to show his power.
我们先翻到约伯记第这个四十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 42.
约伯回答耶和华说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能够拦阻。”
Verse 1, then Job.Answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things that no purpose of yours can be thwarted.
耶伯很肯定这一点。
Job is confident of this.
是你，我现在知道没有任何另外一个势力可以跟你一样大，可以改变你，可以拦阻你。
And now I think Job is aware that there's no power greater than God and can influence God.
那么约伯经过那个事情之后，上帝怎么样评论约伯
？And after what God, Job has experienced, how did God evaluate Job?
这个四十二章，同样四十二章，这个第八节
，verse 8，
最后的时候，我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的愚妄办你们。你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I'll accept his prayer not to deal with you according to your folly, for you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
约伯因为家里发生这些苦难的事情。
Certainly there are some tragedies in Job's family.
这三个朋友就来要来安慰他。
And there are three friends who wanted to come to help counsel him.
然后也要解释他为什么你会。给他一个解释，为什么你会发生这种事情
？And to comfort and explain to him exactly why this happened in his life.
没有想到他们种种的解释，约伯说不是，都不是。
And I think Job rejected all of the explanations.
约伯从头到尾都不肯承认他们的理由是对的。
And Job did not want to accept that the reasonings of the friends were correct.
约伯说：“我的事情呢，一定是上帝在捣鬼的。”
And Job was convinced that God was responsible.
因为他最大。
Because he is the greatest.
约伯受苦没有怀疑上帝存在。
Job's sufferings did not actually question for him God's existence.
所以有苦难就不能够有上帝，这个逻辑不是今天的人搞出来的。
I think the concept of having tragedies today or sufferings today means God does not exist is wrong.
这个是我们今天的逻辑来的。
It's the logic of people today.
对约伯来讲说，我有苦难。
To Job, having sufferings.
我知道你上帝。
I know that God.
意思就是说，大概是你管不了了。
Perhaps you could not control.
所以上帝就出来跟他 show master.
So God showed himself to Job.
他说好，我知道现在你很大，你大晒，乜都得，你什么都能做，对。
So now I know that you can do everything.
上帝说约伯讲的 concept 对他是最对的。
And God evaluated Job and said that his view of God is correct.
这三个人讲的都不对。
His three friends are all wrong.
小心哦，上帝讲说，如果约伯不替你们三个祷告，我要处罚你们。
And just mind you here that God says if Job does not pray for these three friends, God will punish them.
不要再讲说。Theology is not important. 神学不重要。
Theology is important.
乱讲神以后会给神掌嘴的。
I think if we speak incorrectly of God, I think we'll be reprimanded by him later.
你记得这三个朋友。
Just remember Job's three friends.
Bad theology. 不是没有 theology.
It's just bad.
但是约伯的 theology 很好。
But Job's theology was good.
最后他真正知道真正的事情。
And he is certainly aware of the reasonings behind.
但是你再看回约伯。
We look at the life of Job.
约伯为什么会受苦
？Why did Job suffer?
你回去第一章。
Look at chapter 1.
因为撒旦跟上帝讲。
Because Satan said to God.
约伯敬畏你是因为你祝福他。
Job respected or worshiped God because God blessed him.
你给他了他这么多的好处。
You gave him a lot of blessings.
所以他敬畏你。
Therefore he worshiped and respected you.
上帝跟撒旦讲好，你试试看，除了他的命，你其他的都可以拿掉。
So God told Satan, "Yes, go ahead and just try him. Except going for his life, you can do anything else."
因为这样子，约伯接下来遭遇到这些事情。
And then therefore, Job's life turned into a turmoil.
约伯知道这样吗
？Did Job know this?
不知道。
He was not aware.
他不知道上帝做了什么。
He was not aware of what God had done.
但是他在整个过程的里面
，But in the process,
他基于他对上帝的那个正确的认识
，and his a correct understanding of God,
他的所有的这样的一个反应
，and it's all his responses,
到最后的时候
，till the end,
他得到上帝肯定
，he received God's certification.
你明白我什么意思吗
？Do you know what I mean?
上帝可以让约伯受苦
，God could allow Job to suffer.
但是约伯在这整个被定神定义他受苦的过程的反应
But the response that Job gave in this suffering that God had somewhat fixed
让事情最后是成为一个不同的结局
And it allowed a different outcome at the end
神定义使约伯受苦
God fixed or allowed that Job suffered
是不是就定了最后结局是什么
？But did he actually fix the conclusion to this？
我想那个结局，约伯的反应是有份的。
I think the outcome as to how this played out was a lot largely dependent on Job's responses as well。
这个是神告诉我们他是怎么样跟我们互动参与我们的。
I think this is what God how God is telling us how he interacts in our lives。
是不是说他定了？结果什么都是他包办完了。
So is it the fact that he has fixed it, therefore the outcome is a foregone conclusion?
人一点用处都没有。
Therefore there's not much use to man.
他决定要毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉。
So he decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是他让亚伯拉罕能够有参与的这个机会。
And he gave Abraham an opportunity to participate in this.
他要毁掉以色列，从摩西再开始。
So he wanted to destroy Israel and start afresh with Moses.
他让摩西在这件事情上有参与的份。
And he certainly gave Moses an opportunity here to participate.
还因为摩西的祈求而改变。
And certainly by Moses imploring, he changed his mind.
我想，上帝是这样一个上帝。
I think God, this is the kind of God that he is.
透过这一些事实。
And saw from these events.
我没有结论，所以说上帝是我没有讲。
I did not conclude, therefore, that God is this and that.
我没有办法用一句话讲完这个东西。
I could not address this by just one sentence.
也让我们不要再用简单的一句话讲完上帝。上帝如果定了就是定的，没有啦，你如果一直求也会得的啦。
So let's not try to summarize God in one sentence.
我们不需要 either decide or decide.
We do not have to be binary about this.
Simple theology 害死人的。
Simple theology will hurt all of us.
你会变成你非常的，只是站在一边。
I think it will take us to the certain extremes.
而你因此失掉了神的另外一面。
I think you lose the other aspects of God.
神是更加全面的。
God is all encompassing.
为什么我们不抱着他整个的
？And let's not say why not we embrace him in his fullness.
所以虽然我们有我们的局限
，I think certainly we have our own limitations.
神有他的全能。
And God has His own importance.
但是这个是一个非常精彩的，我们可以跟他有一个很精彩的一个生命的这个互动。
I think there's only this coexistence with God. I think is very is fun in a way.
到头来
，and at the end of the day,
我们是向着这样的一个上帝来活。
And we're living with a view towards this God.
你就可以看到说，生命可以一直是很不一样的一个情况。
And you can certainly see that there will be a lot of different outcomes in life.
所以我们今年说，神跟我们共创一生。
And then here, this year we say that God and us, we let's strive for a life together.
所以让我们用一个敬畏跟一个仰望的一个态度，不断的跟这个神每一天一起来过日子。
I think you just come together to God with a thankful heart and a different attitude.
这是我们能够很有把握、很肯定的一件事。
It's something that we can be very certain of.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你全能，你什么都能做。我们是那么的短暂，也那么的渺小，但是你也在乎我们，你也让我们参与，你甚至听我们的祷告。主，我们感谢你，你可以不需要我们，但你还是爱我们，爱到底，甚至你自己的爱子都来成为人，并且从此人就活在圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的生命里面。我们向你感谢，我们再一次要在你的面前珍惜我们作为我们现在所有的每一个时刻，我们这时候所拥有的。我们愿你感恩的心、敬虔的心、谨慎的心，好好活在你自己的面前。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。让我们以感恩的心来奉献。